Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Dr. Vern Joseph is America's number one potential passion and productivity speaker, strategist, and consultant. He's an award-winning serial entrepreneur, the best-selling author of 5 books, and a highly decorated U.S. Army veteran. He's trained millions of entrepreneurs and business owners in over 50 countries on 6 different continents in the last decade alone. For your chance to win a free copy of Dr. Vern's Productivity 360 Planner, go to livetoproduce.com. Here is the final part of the interview.
Back for the final day with Dr. Vern Joseph, and man, I say that with a real heavy heart, like where did the time go and how come we only get one more day? But we know we have to value your time, and you got so many people to help that we got to let you go after today's segment, but not before I follow through on the promise that we made yesterday to share with the audience. I mean, you've already shared, and if people have not heard the first 2 days of these 3 days with Dr. Vern here on the Rhino Daily Podcast, I could not encourage you more to go back and listen to those episodes 1 and 2, not to mention, of course, go to Dr. Vern's website and get that planner and find out more about him and follow Dr. Vern until he infects every pore of your being. But we've covered all kinds of your philosophy and all kinds of thoughts and ideas and ways you can help people. But today, I want to get real. I want to hear this is not a time for you to be humble. This is a time for you to share a time where there really has been a miracle, that you've touched somebody that is so, people would think like, wow, how did you help that person to turn their life around or overcome that obstacle? That really is a miracle attributed to Dr. Vern, of somebody you've touched through your speaking, through your coaching, through your writing. In any way, you've got to have many, but in the interest of time, at least you got to share one miraculous transformational story that you've affected somebody so positively in your life, in your dedication to helping people.
Whoo, man. Steve, that is a wonderful question. I really don't know where to start, but I'm just going to start giving you a few different testimonials that I've received.
Well, and of course you can, I should have said you can leave out the names, because it's not like maybe they don't want their name to be known, that there was such a transformational overcoming, whatever, but just something to bring it home, to make it real, to lift us all, a real story about a transformational success.
Absolutely, Steve. I'm reminded of this one young lady that I met. I was at an event, speaking at an event for another friend of mine, and this young lady actually didn't have the funds to come to the event. She was gifted a ticket by my friend, and at the end of the event, she came up. She spoke with me. She let me know, hey, you know, I don't tell everybody my current situation, but I'm homeless. I have 3 kids, and, you know, life has really been rough for me. Now, I heard the principles and things that you talk about, but how can I immediately use those principles? So I sat down with her for about a good 5 minutes to break down to her, after listening intently to her, to show her what her errors were in terms of how she saw life. See, many of us are looking from a different lens, the lens of defeat, instead of looking at the lens of triumph. To have 3 kids and to be homeless is a situational thing. And as we heard, you know, at an event, just because I am poor doesn't mean my mind is impoverished. Or just because I happen to live in the ghetto or not have a place to live doesn't mean that I'm not of value. So I shared with her 5 principles that would help her to start seeing how she can utilize her gift to make money. And once she started doing that, not only has, of course, she's no longer homeless, her kids are doing well in school, but she's come out with her own products and services. And how she's servicing her community now is she's helping mothers who are single, who are on the brink of homelessness. That's only one story. I want to give you another story. I'm reminded of a gentleman that I met 15 years ago. He had an issue mentally where everyone thought that he was, quote unquote, crazy. But one thing I know about the mind has the opportunity to reveal this genius to other people in different ways. So what one person may consider crazy, another one may consider genius. This young man has gone on to start several companies, has gone on to help several people, has gone on to open up his own scholarships for kids that seem to be crazy. See, one thing I know for sure, productivity has no faith. There's no race. There's nothing in productivity that says it's only for one type of people. These are just two simple stories that I wanted to share with you. But what I want you to see in that is the very fact that the thing that you think is holding you back may very well be the thing that you need to use. I'm reminded right now, Steve, of a millionaire that I get to talk to every day. And he often says this statement: when I was in school, people teased me and told me to shut up because I talked too much. But now he gets paid millions of dollars to speak for 30 minutes to an hour. He gets paid to speak the very same thing that people criticized and ridiculed him for. He's now making millions of dollars from. I can go on and on. The key to the story is this. You've got to recognize the productive state of mind that you need to succeed in life. There are things in you that the world needs to hear, see, and do. Stop, and I mean it with all sincerity. Stop with all the negativity. Stop with all the procrastination. Stop with all the hesitation, and start somewhere. There are three major celebrities out there, I will not name their names, who people are going to each and every day for motivation and inspiration, that I've been blessed to sit with and help them see how they can take their business and their life to the next level. I tell people like this, Steve, all I need is 5 minutes of you being truthful and transparent with me, and I can help you craft the next level of your life. And I've been doing this for over 20 years, and it hasn't failed me yet, sir.
Well, that's super. That's a lot more than I could have ever asked for, the question I asked. And of course you could do that and more. That is apparent and very obvious to anyone that's been paying any attention at all to these last 3 days on the Rhino Daily Podcast. Now, we only have a couple of minutes left with you, but I got to ask you, I mean, you are, what are you not doing? You're writing, you're speaking, you're training, you're consulting, you're coaching. You're always coming up with new things. You're attending events even when you're not speaking. You're doing these kind of interviews. You're helping so many people in so many different ways. I always thought we all get 24 hours, but something must have happened in the universe that you somehow get 27 hours a day. I mean, how do you possibly get even half of the stuff done that you do?
Well, I would say this, Steve. When you change your mind, it'll change your life. When you change your position, it'll take you to new levels. The one thing that I'd like to leave with your listening audience is this. You must decide to be proactive instead of reactive. Never settle for mediocrity, because ordinary is not the standard when extraordinary is available. Learn to plan your day and schedule your tasks in advance. Utilize every available source and system to keep you producing at high levels. And watch this. Here's the key for me, Steve, of evidence and results. Everybody can talk a good game, but the way you know for sure you want to follow someone is if they have evidence and results. And this is the last thing that I'll say. Ignite your passion by developing productive systems to magnify your life.
Oh, my goodness. There is just so much good stuff in there that we all need. I remember the late, great Zig Ziglar saying motivation is like bathing. You're going to get it. You're going to get cleaned from the world out there, but then you're going to go out into the world, and you're going to constantly get infected again with all the dirt and negativity, so you're going to constantly need it. And that's why everybody, I'm sure by now, has gone to your website and gotten your Productivity 360 Planner. It's everything you talk about, your productivity snapshot formulas. I mean, you've been listening here, dear listener, for 3 days. If you are, for some reason, how could you not be convinced that you've been listening to one of the most productive, results-oriented, get-it-done people that there is? And so many people, I got to tell you, Dr. Burns, so many, and you know this, so many people that are productive, results-oriented, they do a lot, they make a lot of money, they build businesses, they do a lot of stuff, but they don't go on and share their secrets and help other people to do the same. But you do. Folks, if you're listening, this doesn't come along every day. This is rare to find someone who is so productive, so good at getting things done and helping so many people, and then he's sharing the secrets of how that's done. Absolutely, I can't imagine anyone not taking advantage of going to livetoproduce.com and checking out more about Dr. Vern and getting that Productivity 360 Planner. Okay, that was my blatant extra plug here at the end, but because I just can't help myself. I mean, it's just been so great. I know we got to let you go, but it's been so great to have you here on the Rhino Daily Podcast. Is there any one last snippet of advice for the audience?
Well, number one, continue to surround yourself with great people like Steve Cypress and many of others that are out there. And I don't say that, you know, as a shameless plug. I'm serious, folks. If you want to go somewhere in life, then you've got to make sure that you surround yourself with great people. And when you have people who desire to give out of their abundance, as you spoke of me, that's what I've learned of you. You share the wisdom and knowledge that you have, hence the Rhino Daily Podcast, right? And all of the other Rhino products. So if I could say one thing before I leave, it would be take small, productive steps daily to significantly change the direction and focus of your life. We are now moving into another level, another year, another dimension. The question is, what you did last year is not going to be enough for this year. So take small, productive steps daily to significantly change the direction and focus of your life. And as I tell all of my friends, clients, and those who I love, be innovative, be productive, but most of all, get out there and live to produce.
I love it. I could not even think of ending any podcast episode on a better note than that. And with that, we will let you go and thank you profusely for giving us the time here for you to be with us on the Rhino Daily Podcast. Dr. Vern Joseph, thank you so much.
My pleasure, sir.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs.
Hosted by Steve Cypress.
Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts, plus your free copy of Rhino Monthly Magazine.
The Rhino Daily Podcast.